This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, we had an Ebola scare.
That's fun.
It's not fun.
No. If you don't remember Ebola, you catch it and then you bleed and leak fluid and blood out of every hole in your body and then you die.
Highly contagious.
Yes.
No
but
cure.
But it's not airborne, so that's it's hard to spread.
Yeah, but if we had an Ebola breakout in the U.S., I mean, come on. Can you imagine the panic?
No. Well, I'm terrified of anything that we have because whatever you think of what COVID was, obviously the response to it, like you're just, when the next one comes and it's really bad, we are going to screw that thing up because our head is going to be so far up our arse.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be politicized immediately.
Yes.
And
there will have to literally be dead bodies rolling down streets and floating in rivers for people to take it seriously.
Well, Ebola is scary enough to do it, right?
Yeah, but again, it doesn't spread very easily. So that's the saving grace.
New York City health officials ruled out a health scare after two patients were rushed to a Manhattan facility suspected of having... Ebola.
Hey.
Wow.
Yes. This was Sunday, about 11:15. I don't know what you were doing. I guess it'd be 8:15 out here.
Yeah. Not coming in contact with Ebola, as far as I know.
Yeah, we're a little far away from this little outbreak here.
Yeah.
Reports started circulating that one of the patients was potentially exposed to Ebola.
Ugh.
It comes after health officials warn of a quademic ravaging the country this winter, in addition to the continual spread of bird flu, which has impacted poultry and cattle farms and your costs of your eggs. And Joe Biden.
Yeah, but we have the Gulf of America now, so it's fine. What are you talking about?
So the two suspected Ebola patients were transported to a hospital by first responders in hazmat suits. Mm. Apparently, the news got wind of it. There was a big deal in New York on the news that they didn't know really what was going on, but there's all these people in hazmat suits.
It's not good.
Transferring patient zero over to the hospital. So they concluded, so they thought that these people were, exposed to somebody who had just traveled overseas and brought back Ebola.
Yeah.
But they weren't. So health department officials there concluded that after testing, neither of the patients had or was even exposed to the Ebola virus.
Well, thank God.
So the scare.
Let's not start that here.
The scare has ended.
Yeah.
Before it even started. Didn't even know about that.
I did not.
It was a New York thing.
I just know you don't want it. Anytime the hazmat suit comes out, you don't want that. But you do have to come in contact with the fluid to get to get the Ebola. Yeah, touch the people.
So,
have you ever seen the what people look like when they get it?
No, and I don't care to. I don't really care about that.
Yeah. So, well, that's good. So we dodged that bullet. The asteroid's going to hit us in a couple years, but you know.
Hey, I saw a thing today about that.
We're up at 3.5%.
3.1.
Like
I saw
3.1.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
Well, it's not great, but at the same time, it's not a global killer, so we got that going for us.
Panic.
From in what, 3 to 4 years? When was it? Maybe it'd have been longer than that. Was it
2032? I think
2032. So we got some time.
Well, we also have defenses. Did you know this? There's things we can do.
Space Force?
Well, this one isn't that big. Like, this is like...
What she said.
Well, like, when the one that comes and it's like the size of a state, that's a global killer and your ass is cooked. This thing, what'd they say? It was like, was it 100? It's like 100
Space Force.
Football field, something like that.
Dusty, I heard Dusty say today at the end of Danny and Dusty that it is at... The impact would be 500 times the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
No. Yeah, well, so if it kind of lands in the middle of nowhere, yeah, there's not going to be mass casualty. But if it hits a densely populated area, it's real, real bad.
It's not good.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
3%. Like, fine.
Well, it's like...
we shoot some nukes at it? What are we doing?
I mean, our only defense...
Bruce Willis?
Actually, we do have a bunch of defenses, but with the meteor... I thought really our only defense was hope.
Yeah, pray to God.
Well, I don't pray.
What
so
about Tom
to
Cruise?
Me, it would be just hope.
We can chant.
So just thoughts without the prayers?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just hope. I just think
hope's
positively.
Hope's a hell of a thing, right?
Hopefully a meteor doesn't kill me.
Okay. I like where you're going with that.
Well, in the U.S., we have a lot of different things we can do. One, they said we can smash a spacecraft into it. That has been done before.
Really?
Yes.
That seems like that wouldn't be very effective with something hurtling towards us, but...
Well, they say it can be, but you have to be careful with it because if you don't... Like, it can just shoot other particles, you know, like,
yeah,
it can break it up, and then there are other pieces coming
out. You turn one big death object into, like, 40 death objects coming your way?
But they said in 2022, NASA did this. They deliberately smashed a spacecraft into a 160-meter-wide Dimorphos asteroid, successfully altering its orbit around a larger space rock.
Oh. And it worked?
I don't know why they had to do that, but...
Maybe. I'm guessing you want to test that out. I'm willing to wager that the last thing you want to do is when the death meteor is coming towards us, be like, hey, we got something that we think it may work. We've never done it before, but let's see what the hell happens here. I think you want to test that out a little bit. It's insane. Anywho.
We can tractor ion beam paint it.
What? Is that a sentence? We can tractor ion beam paint? What are these words?
Are we bleaching viruses again? What are we doing?
I get your confusion.
It didn't make any sense to me.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm just reading it. So it says a separate idea called a gravity tractor involves a large spacecraft flying up near the asteroid and without touching it, using its gravitational pull to tug it away from the Earth.
Hmm.
Now, this seems like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I like where we're going with that.
Yeah. Another non-contact plan would be put a spacecraft near the asteroid armed with thrusters that would exert a constant stream of ions to shove the asteroid off course.
Mm.
And that makes total sense to smart people.
Yeah.
But not
It's
dumb
a real
ones.
Wile E. Coyote sort of situation there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I like where we're going with that.
Scientists have also considered spray painting one side of the asteroid white, increasing its reflectiveness so it slowly changes trajectory. How about that?
Right the hell out of town.
You want to go up there and spray paint an asteroid?
Look, we've talked about the whites are on a generational run. What if the whites once again save us by painting something white? Oh, my goodness.
These subtler strategies,
that
they say.
That can't be a thing.
Really? How do you even go about that?
This is Yahoo News.
That's amazing.
You get a couple scaffolds.
I don't think that's how it works.
If you just paint something white, it veers off course.
What kind of space vehicle goes up there and paints stuff?
Oh, my God.
We could also blow it up. They say the nuclear option is we just blow it up.
I'm not going to lie. That seems...
We could take a nuke up there and...
Get Steve Buscemi, the rock hound.
I'm not here to judge or anyone's choices. But can we all admit, for better or worse, that our current administration, the only plan we have is to nuke that thing. I guarantee that if that thing was coming towards us and you laid out all of those plans, the one that would be chosen would be to fire a F ton of nukes at that thing. Guaranteed. And I'm not going to lie. I'd kind of like to see it.
I feel like that is like the first suggestion in that doesn't that still possibly hurdle things towards the Earth?
Probably, but...
Like a lot of more things?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Oh, maybe I guess the idea is that if Bruce Willis has taught me anything, it's that if you break it up into enough small pieces, then they burn up entering the atmosphere.
They're also saying that less dangerous, but along similar lines as the nuclear option, you can shoot laser beams from a spacecraft to vaporize the side of the asteroid, which pushes it away.
Sharks with freaking laser beam. This all sounds so absurd, and yet, like, one of these days, we've talked about this, but... Dude, throughout the course of the planet, we get hit by S all the time. And some of it just, like, takes us back to the Stone Age. So, eventually, someone on this planet is going to have to deal with the fact that there is a big death meteor coming towards us. And this one is small potatoes compared to, like, some of the other ones that have hit us over the millennia.
Yeah, this says 7.5 years, long time to prepare. But there's roughly 97% chance the asteroid will just miss us.
Yeah. I don't like that. The 3%, like if we were talking about this while you were gone, but if I told you you were getting on an airplane or getting in a car and you had a 3 in 100 chance of dying, you wouldn't get on that airplane. You'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna.
Yeah, no, it is weird. Like because I saw something today about all the airline issues that we've had. If we all have a little trepidation about flying right now, because of all the crap that's gone on.
Yeah.
I guess there was another plane collision today in small planes in Arizona.
Was there?
I saw that too.
It's like just another one.
Somebody died again.
Yeah, but it's true. Like if you put up the 3.1% chance of a meteor hitting Earth, which is the highest percentage chance ever.
Yeah.
But then I tell you that a person, so I saw this on the news today. They said, if you have trepidation about flying, this may help you. A person would have to travel by air every day for 103,000 years to experience a fatal accident.
Yeah.
Those are your odds.
Yeah, you're fine.
So which, I mean, obviously there's a clear choice there.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to be okay. But the meteor thing, 3%, that's no good. I told you I read a book once on Buzz Aldrin in the Apollo missions. And they did say, I want to say that statistically speaking, they said the space shuttle, and now we don't have one. But when we had the space shuttle program, I think they said statistically speaking, that thing was supposed to suffer a catastrophic failure every like 26 launches. And I'm like, you have got to be effing me. Those dudes strapped their asses into something that they said statistically speaking, one out of every 20-something times, something should go wrong. And I'm like, which is more terrifying, the first time you go up in that thing or like the eighth time you go up in that thing?
Yeah, it feels like your odds get worse every single time you do a launch.
That's a good question. I think the first time would be pretty scary.
Yeah.
But then by the eighth time, you might be lulled to sleep like, hey, we've been set for 7 right?
Until in the back of your head, you're like, wait,
a bad one of these, aren't I?
Well, but I think I look at it the other way. I think if I'm up there, I'm going, well, wait a minute. The first 7 were fine, so I feel like we're on a good
path. This is easy. We got to figure it out now.
Yeah. Dude,
all I know is those dudes, those Apollo astronauts, those guys have the biggest balls of any human beings to ever live in our little society. That's balls of steel.
All right, in the news is next. We have an avalanche, and McMenamins is closing one of its oldest locations. That's next. Here's Buck. Are your balls jiggling?